It was a few hours later, when they were having something to eat in the dining room, that Vistara felt the summons at the back of her mind. A cool, probing touch that sent shivers down her spine. Ship. She had been eating a simple meal of barat stew and aro bread. It was not a sophisticated dish, but the apprentices who had prepared it had a knack for seasonings, and she was hungry. Now, though, the bite of bread seemed dry and tasteless in her mouth. She glanced up at Lady Rhea, mutely asking if she, too, had felt it.
Yes, Lady Rhea said.
She rose immediately, leaving her half-eaten meal on the table.
It wants us.
They went. Apparently, Ship wanted many people. As Lady Rhea and Vistara hastened at a brisk trot out into the courtyard, Vistara saw that several had already gathered, and more were emerging. It looked as though everyone in the temple had been summoned, and when Vistara had threaded her way through the crowd to the front, as was her right as Lady Rhea's apprentice, she glanced up and saw that several others were approaching on Uvac back. Even, she realized with surprise, Lord Vol. He landed and dismounted stiffly, waving off offers to assist and walking proudly, if slowly, to stand beside the strange orange-red vessel. Apparently, when Ship called, one came. Ship seemed to have patience. After that one summons, Vistara sensed nothing further from him. He seemed to have shuttered himself off from them, still and quiet. Vistara stood rigidly at attention as the minutes ticked past, resisting the urge to shift her weight or otherwise betray any emotion other than stoic patience. At least she was somewhat warm now in her heavy Sith robes. At one point, Lady Rhea placed her hand on Vistara's shoulder. And then, with no hint, he was there, in her mind again, all around her. She felt her fellow Sith coming sharply to attention.
You are needed.
Vistara nodded. Twilight had come fully, and the temperature had dropped. Her breath misted softly on the evening air.
Long have you dwelt here, but you are needed now.
Of course they were needed. They were Sith of the purest stock. Members of the tribe could trace their origins back in an unbroken line for over 200 generations. Doubtless, they were truest to what it meant to be Sith than any others out there. 5 millennia past, the Omen had crashed on Kesh, exiling the tribe from their Sith brethren. But there had been no doubt in the minds of any Sith on that vessel that their brethren would succeed in the ultimate Sith goal. And there was no doubt now that across the galaxy, the Sith ruled world upon world, as they did Kesh, that...
No.
The statement was flat and brooked no argument. Vistara was confused.
No what?
The Sith have been hunted, pushed back, almost destroyed. Only a handful remain. I have seen them, the so-called One Sith, and found them wanting. Jedi are on many worlds. They do not rule, but their numbers are great and growing.
The shock and the force from those assembled buffeted Vistara, and her stomach clenched. She tasted bile and had to fight the urge to vomit. Beside her, even Lady Rhea was stunned. Her hand on Vistara's shoulder suddenly gripped painfully, the nails digging in even through the thick cloth layer of the black robe. How could this be? Ship would not lie to them. They would have sensed it. Besides, it was designed to serve them. Its blunt statement had shattered 5,000 years of complacency, of smug satisfaction. Everything they had believed for all this time was untrue. She felt Lord Vol's powerful presence in the Force. He, too, could not quite hide his shock. But his resolution to remain strong in the face even of this disastrous news was like a lifeline. Vistara, indeed, she suspected, everyone present, clung to it as such.
We are Sith,
he said, his voice carried clearly. He was obviously using the Force to augment it.
Even if every other Sith on every other world has died, we are still here. Our traditions, our beliefs, they still endure. We have thrived on this world, and perhaps this is why we were here. So that in this time of need, we, the tribe, can restore the Sith.
Vistara listened raptly. The idea that they could simply leave Kesh and rejoin the rest of the Sith had been exciting enough when everyone believed that the galaxy was under their sway. To think now that they might be the greatest surviving number of their kind. To think that they might wrest control of the galaxy from the hated Jedi. It was almost too much to hold. Shipp assured them this was why he had searched his databanks and sought them out. He could teach them. He could teach all of them.
Now is the moment of our destiny!
Vol lifted his fist and shook it defiantly.
And we will not shirk it. This ship will serve us. It will teach us about this universe as it is now, not as we thought it was in our naivete, shunted away to this unknown world. We will emerge from our rest and conquer. It is in our blood. It is in our bones. We are Sith, and we will not falter!
The crowd was cheering now. Even so, Vistara could still sense their worry in the Force, a hint of cold fear.
What if we fail?
But they would not fail. It was not an option. They had a task laid before them. They would plan and learn and mount an attack on the Jedi who had defeated their forefathers 5,000 years past. The Sith would rise, completely unexpected, and claim what was theirs. After all, they were Sith, were they not?